Module 7, Exercise 4, page 65.
Every year, many homes and lives are taken by fires. Here is Brian Smithers, a firefighter from the local fire brigade, to talk to you about fire safety in the home.
Hello, everyone. Before we begin discussing fire safety, I would like to give you some important facts. People who do not have smoke alarms in their homes are twice as likely to die in a fire. 90 people die each year because the battery in their smoke alarm is either missing or dead. Every 3 days, someone dies from a fire caused by a cigarette, and 7,000 fires are the result of faulty electrical appliances. Most fires in the home are caused by candles and faulty electrical appliances.
Is that so? What are some of the things that people can do to help prevent fires in the home?
Well, there are quite a few things you can do. The most important thing is to have a fire alarm in your house. It should be placed in the hallways in the middle of the ceiling. Avoid putting it in the kitchen or bathroom because the steam caused from cooking and hot water can make the alarm go off unnecessarily. It's also very important to check the batteries once a week and to replace them every year. You must never leave the alarm without batteries.
That is good advice. Anything else people should know?
It's very important to be careful when cooking, since most fires start in the kitchen. Take pans off the cooker, or turn the heat down if you have to leave the kitchen for a while. Also, keep all towels and paper far away from the cooker. Double-check the cooker once you've finished cooking. Finally, keep all electrical appliances far away from water.
What should people do in case there is a fire?
The most important thing is to stay calm. If a fire breaks out, try and stay low where the air is clear. There are certain things you should do to be prepared for a fire. Every family should have a plan of exit in case of fire and practice it often. Make sure that all exits from the house are clear and keep keys somewhere where everyone can find them. Once outside, call the fire service and make sure nobody goes back inside.
Thank you very much, Brian. I'm sure your information will be of great use to our listeners.